It's 10 past 6. Sydney's weather, 9 degrees on the coast at the moment, 6 in the west, sunny and a top of 22 degrees today. It's also going to be sunny on Saturday and Sunday. Now, there's going to be a candlelight vigil tonight in Sydney's west for the 16-year-old boy who was bashed to death in Doonside. Tonight, the community will come together to pay tribute to this 16-year-old boy. At 6 o'clock, locals will conduct a candlelight vigil. They'll be doing it in a COVID-safe manner in their driveways. Tony Bleedsdale is the mayor of Blacktown City and he's on the line. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning.
Can we, first of all, just touch on the shock in the community when something like this happens? We need to be careful what we say for obvious reasons because people have been charged and it's before the courts. But when a case like this happens, it just really rattles people, doesn't it?
Yeah, Ben, look, you know, this is really very bizarre. You know, Blacktown City and, of course, Doonside, they're great places for families to live. But when something like this comes along, you know, it's appalling. And when you think what's happened to this young fellow, 16 years of age and allegedly bashed and lost his life by because of his mates, really, mate, it's appalling. It's disgusting because, mate, in Blacktown City, mate, it is a city that really supports each other at all times. And when we see what's happened here to this young fellow, our hearts go out to him, his family, his friends. It's so unnecessary and bizarre. And why this has happened, I'm only hoping that the police carry out a full investigation and get down to the reasons why young people would do this to their mates. And, you know, this is what's appalling about the whole thing, mate.
We'll just repeat for the purpose of the lawyers who are listening that obviously this is a case that will be before the courts. Anyone who has been accused or charged in regards to this incident is innocent until proven otherwise.
Absolutely.
And the community's really jumped in to help out here because already $45,000 has been raised through a GoFundMe page to support the family. And tonight people are going to be lighting a candle in their driveways. Just explain that.
Yeah, absolutely, Ben. Look, I think it's an expression of our concern as a community and our support to the families and to all of those who live in Doonside and surrounds, that this kind of behaviour is just absolutely unacceptable. And of course, communities are coming out tonight to pay that vigil to those in terms of what's happened, showing our concern about what has happened to such a young man of 16 years of age. And we want to get down to why, what for this kind of thing can happen in a civilised society, really.
Yeah, and it's a reminder as well, a young life taken away way too soon. And good on the community there in Doonside for showing that support to the family. And thank you very much for jumping on the line this morning. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Ben.
Good on you, Tony Bleedsdale, who's the mayor of Blacktown City Council. So, just on the accused, a group of six teens aged 13 to 19 are accused of setting upon the boy inside a home in Doonside. Five of those charged with murder, all under 18, have been refused bail and are due to reappear in a children's court today. Footage of the alleged bashing was widely circulated on social media and watched thousands of times before being taken down. And a bloke by the name of Robbie in Blacktown has raised over $45,000 through a GoFundMe page. He says, we're having a candlelit vigil tonight. For anyone who wants to participate, just light a candle in your driveway at 6 p.m.